Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I know what you're thinking before you even think it. I know. No, I'm not on location. No, I didn't get reassigned. No, I wasn't sued. No, I wasn't fired. And no, I'm not blinking two times. Therefore, I'm not being held hostage. Everything's okay. Everything's fine. The show will continue. The show will proceed on. Thank you for your well wishes. Thank you for your concern. Thank you. But we're okay. We're okay, right? You can tell that person right there that we're okay. And that I've said what I was supposed to say. Okay. We're okay. And so that brings, you ever, other than being okay, have you ever were on your way to somewhere, you're going somewhere, and there are things that you wanted to take with you? There are important papers. Say there was something your wallet or something that you left behind. There was something that you needed to take with you to the spot, to the place, to the meeting, to wherever you were going to. There was something that you were taking with you, that you wanted to take with you. Now you at home, wherever you are, the office, like, yeah, okay, I really need this. I'm going to take this. I need this for my other adventure. I need this to make something happen. I need this because without it, you know what? I'm going to be looking for a job. And it so has happened that while you were leaving, going to that other place where you needed to be, that you wanted to go, that you had to attend, whatever the case may be. And you're halfway there and you realize, you know what? I left my wallet. I left my paper. I left these important documents. I left whatever. So what do? Do you just U-turn it and go back to where you came from and you pick up those documents, paper, wallet, etc., and say, you know what? I'm just going to be late. You're going to deal with it. I'm going to be late. You just deal with it, okay? Deal with it. I'm late. Fine. Whatever. Let the chips fall where they may. I'm late. Or do you just continue going on as like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. YOLO. Or YOLO's a perfect, right? Granted, you know, the whole YOLO thing is really misused, but I get what the cool kids are doing when they say YOLO. That does fit this story, right? YOLO. You only live once. YOLO. 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 No? YOLO? Do you just say, F it? You know, forget it. I can't. So which one? YOLO or F it? We're just going to go with YOLO. YOLO, YOLO. So do you just say YOLO, chips fall where they may? I don't care. Well, not that you don't care. You're not going to worry too much. That you forgot whatever you needed to bring, that you forgot the important document, paper, wallet, whatever have you. That you just forgot it, you know. What's the worst thing can happen? Actually, scratch that. What's the worst thing that can happen for this situation? There we go. Let's make it work. Let's move the goalposts here. So which one do you do? Or check this one out. You have the important documents, the wallet, have you, whatever, blah, 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 blah. We've already identified something important, right? Something important. And you just drive, you go, you get where you're going, and you don't realize that the important documents, blah, 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 important, insert, you don't have it with you. And it's not that you said YOLO. It's not that you went YOLO. You can go YOLO, right? Or is it go ham? Ham? YOLO? All right, we're sticking with YOLO. It's not that you just said YOLO. It's just that you thought that you had whatever you needed with you. You double check, you triple check, you quadruple check. You just check, 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 check. It so happened that you wasn't looking in the right place, or you made a wrong assumption somewhere, and you show up and it's not there. You don't have what you need. And you wasn't the person who just said YOLO, YOLO, YOLO. You actually thought you were prepared, but you wasn't. But you fall in the same category as the YOLO person. Yeah, about that. Can you identify with both situations? Have you ever been in both, you know, where you actually didn't realize that you lost or didn't have what you needed until you showed up? Or you realized that what you needed or had or needed to have, you didn't have halfway through the drive? Did you turn around? Did you just chalk up the deuces and keep going? Yeah, I know. I've been in all those situations. All of them. Yeah, not pretty. Not jolie. Not at all. And that brings me this one time in college. You know how the spring forward, fall back phenomenon, where you change the times, you set it back, set it forward. I don't know, something like that. Something that the crazy kids do nowadays. Well, it's like one time in college, I usually show up early, go to class, find a parking spot, do everything I need to do kind of early. You know, if you're on time, you're late. Yay, on time, late. So I usually try to show up early, not an hour, but if it turns out to be an hour, so be it. 30 minutes, 15 or so, you know, whatever, however it works out as far as with traffic and finding a parking spot and all that jazz. So this one time, get ready to go to school like a normal day, you know. Pumped up, got all my work done, got my assignment done, my paper written. Ready to present my documents to the world, or just class. Either way, same difference, right? And so, yeah, just ready to go in the car. You know how it is when you're in the car. You're sitting there, you're rocking out to your jam, because you're the best singer in the world. You that star rapper that's about to go triple platinum, that singer with Grammys everywhere. Yep. People that's driving by you or to see you at the stoplight, they looking. They looking because they know. They know you on fire. You about to bring the house down, and you just all into it. So you got that going on. Got that going on. Finally get to campus. Drive up on. Like, oh yeah, this must be my day. Been rocking out to my song. My jam came on the radio. Didn't have to play the CD of it. Yeah, everything's going well. Everything's going great. Pull up on campus. Parking spot right there. Don't have to walk far to go to class. I'm like, all right, yeah, you know. Okay, this is my day. This is going to be my day. Everything's good. Everything's great. There we go. Good, great. Love those adjectives. You should know that by now. Hit that last note. Hit that last verse of my song. All right. Ready to go. Ready to do this. Turn the car off. Get out. Like I say, you know, on time, you're late. So show up a few minutes early. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Go in the building. So I'm just outside class waiting. Then I guess the maintenance man informed me that, hey, you know what? I don't know how to put this to you, but did you, did you mean to come here this early? So I'm baffled. What do you mean? Did I mean to come here this early? And it's like, yeah, did you? Cause stuff don't start picking it up until another hour or two. Like, hour. Yeah. And I look down and I shoot out what time it is. And of course, he tells me that, you know, I'm an hour ahead. Yay, hour ahead. So I had to wait. Had to wait. On time. You're late. Good. Hurry up the wait. That's no fun. And I can only imagine how Jose Mourinho feels. Manchester United, come on. Manchester United. We're gonna wait to the end of the season and let you know whether or not you have the job or the position. Yay! Hurry up and wait. Not to mention, Jose Mourinho showed up early. I got these players that I want to buy. I got this transfer list. I'm ready to go. Just let me know that I have the job. A gentleman's agreement. Granted, there's somebody else still in place. Yay. Chaos. Woo. So really, yeah. Hurry up to wait. Show up on time, you're late. Jose Mourinho. Wait to the end of the season before he knows that he gets the Manchester United job. And the thing about that is, they want to have their cake and ice cream. Well, how does that go? They want to have their cake and eat it too. Ice cream and eat it too. Ice cream and cake. They want to be in a win-win situation. How about that one? Win-win? Yeah, win-win works for everyone. They don't want Jose Mourinho to actively get another job, another position, right? From another club. So they dangling the carrot just enough But at the same time, how can they sack the guy who's there, LVG, if he magically somehow gets them a second place finish, win, and wins the FA Cup and develop the young talent, which clearly they have some young talent. Can't say that about the vets, but that's not why you're here. That's not why anyone's here. Chaos. Team Chaos. So, yeah, we want to see if this guy, LVG, can do this for us. And if he can pull off the magic trick of the world, he stays. But if he can't, we have the special one, the chosen one, the only one, waiting in the wings. Who is that fair to? Rhetorical question. Manchester United. Oh, how I love thee. Team Chaos. Extra, extra. Not this show. Or it's not that show, it's this show. We out. Peace. Oh. I'm out.